Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Welcome to We Sing Our Faith. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and today it is my privilege to have with us a country flair to Catholic music. And we want to welcome to the program today, Wade. Wade, welcome to We Sing Our Faith.
Thank you, Julie. Pleasure to be here talking to you guys.
Well, you know, I love the way that God introduces people, and there seems to be such a beautiful power of the Holy Spirit as we are introduced every week to new Catholic recording artists. And your style of music is beautiful. And for our listeners' sake, I want them to know clearly your first and last name. So would you pronounce that clearly for us?
Wade Talley.
And Talley is T-A-L-L-E-Y. And before we go any further, what is the best website or way for our listeners to connect with you? Because I know they're going to want to.
I have a website at www.WadeTalleyMusic.com.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm on Facebook. I have a Wade Talley Music page on Facebook. And so those are the best two sources to get a hold of me.
Perfect, perfect. This is one of the blessings of our digital age. So again, that is WadeTalleyMusic.com. So W-A-D-E, T as in Talley, A-L-L-E-Y, music.com. And we're going to jump right into the first song before we get to hear a little more about your ministry. But first of all, today, would you tell us about the song, Shot in the Dark?
Shot in the Dark was a song just describing some tough times in my life and how I was really searching for answers. And I spent a lot of time in prayer at a local church that was near where I was working. I taught high school. And it's just really just talking about how sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily know what you're praying for, but yet you're praying and you're just kind of throwing those prayers out there to God, hoping that they're going to hit the right mark at times. And that was really my whole feelings as far as describing that time in my life. And just luckily, God really, really, really answered those prayers. And like I said, sometimes you don't know what you're praying for and maybe even why you're praying, but you're just searching for answers. And that's what Shot in the Dark is mainly about.
Oh, beautiful. Well, let's take a few minutes now, listeners, as Wade sings for us, Shot in the Dark.
Searching for some light, so here I am, down on my knees. Should I stay, should I go? So much I don't know. Lord, I wonder what you want from me. Please, Lord, give me a sign. Those giants are calling me, saying I'm a failure. Lord, I need you, I need a savior. So like a slingshot through the air, I'm throwing out this prayer, taking a leap of faith and hits its mark. Oh Lord, this is my shot in the dark. Make the choice to trust you with things I cannot see. Hearing Goliath call can make a grown man feel so small, and the future so dark in front of me. Please, Lord, give me a sign. Those giants are calling me, saying I'm a failure. Lord, I need you, I need a savior. So like a slingshot through the air. I'm throwing out this prayer, taking a leap of faith that hits its mark. Oh Lord, this is my shot in the dark. Then the mountains started to move, the skies turned the clearest blue. I felt like I could walk on the sea. Now all I want to do is place my trust in you, and to hear you say to keep your eyes on me. When the giants are calling me, saying I'm a failure, I know I need you, I need a savior. So like a slingshot through the air, go and throw out a prayer, taking a leap of faith that'll hit its mark. Close your eyes and take a shot in the dark. Take a shot in the dark.
I like that focus. I really love the focus that we don't have to know what we're praying for as long as we open up the dialogue with God and we allow Him to let the prayer land where it's supposed to. So thank you for that one. Thank you for that great reminder of letting it land where it's supposed to with God.
Well, I still need the reminder today, Julie. It's something that I got to be reminded every day sometimes.
And again, the way that God uses our lyric to speak to us first in order to bring out of us what He wants us to share for ourselves and with those around us. And along that line, what part of your Catholic faith do you feel like God is most deliberately asking you to share through your music?
You know, I think really honestly, it's the sacrament of confession. I feel like we all, as Christians, sometimes you think you're inclined to lead a perfect life, and I believe we are inclined to, but it's hard to. I mean, Jesus is our representative, and we're searching for that, you know, and to be like Him. But so many times we fail, and you know, I don't want to say it's all right, but yet God is there. You know, Jesus' mercy through the sacrament of confession has showed me that, hey, He loves me no matter what. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm there and called to do my best to do His work. Mm-hmm. But in the end, He loves me no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, a big reminder for me is just the sacrament confession, how it's healed me.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I think that's going to take us to our next song, the song So I Could Love. Tell us about this one.
So I Can Love. Yeah, that song there is really, really personal. It takes me to the Bible as far as Paul. And Paul, before he was Paul, was Saul and persecuted so many Christians and was so much against God. And Paul got, in a sense, crushed mm-hmm. by God. He was taking his sight from him. And it just took time, I think, but yet for him to see, in a sense, the light, I guess, and see the love of God. But I guess my point is that Paul always talked about love. It seemed like in his teachings in the New Testament, it was almost always about love. And I look back on about Lexi and Leslie, who we lost, got a hold of them for about 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and God crushed me. Mm-hmm. I wanted those girls so bad, He crushed me. Mm-hmm. And I relate with Paul a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying I persecuted Christians, but in a sense, you know, we all don't do things right at times. And I related with him, and I feel like it was So I Could Love. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically what So I Could Love is describing. It's about sometimes bad things happen in our lives, and I'm not saying God has caused them, but mm-hmm. yet God always has a good plan, and sometimes it's just so we can love.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I love this song. I really do. It's a very meaningful song, and hearing your heart in it makes me like it all the more. So wherever you are listening today, let's take a pause now as we hear Wade sing for us, "So I Could Love."
You crushed my heart, it's like you tore me all apart. Then you took my dreams, I guess you saw more in me. I cursed you for many years, and every day I fought back all those tears. I wanted to blame you for all I'd been through, but now I see. Take them from me, past the pain I just couldn't see. I cursed you for many years, and every day I fought back all those tears. I wanted to blame you for all I'd been through, but now so glad you broke me down, you emptied from my cup. Years of pain and anger, then you built me up.
Wow, that idea of being crushed and having to let go and let God be God, and teaching us that through every circumstance we are called to belong to God and to see His plan in our life, even if it doesn't go according to our own. And this takes us to our next song, which I have to tell you, this one brought me to tears. It's beautiful, and you can really hear a heart, and it's Ava's song. Tell us about this one.
Well, Ava's song, it still gets me emotional to this day at times. It's about a very good friend that lost his 3-year-old daughter. They're friend and family from my wife's side. And she struggled, had a complication with an illness and was just taken. And no matter, you know, the technology, all the technology in the world didn't bring her back, you know. And basically what happened was I was teaching at the time, and I decided I should take the guitar with me to school the day after Ava's passing. And my wife asked me why I was taking it, and I said, I don't know. I just feel I need. And so I took the guitar. And, you know, for me, music is therapy. And for me, music is also getting closer to God. And I basically sat down during a lesson plan period and during a lunch period, and it was very emotional that day. The kids were looking at me like I was weird because I was very, very, very emotional that day. But basically, I wrote the song that day, and I felt like Ava was there looking to guide me along the way.
Wow. And she was 3, you said, when she passed?
She was 3 years old.
Wow. A young life, but a full life. We don't know the number of our days, but God certainly does. So for those special people in our life who have gone home, in our opinion, too soon, but knowing that in God's plan, they are right where they belong, we pray, of course, for the repose of their souls. But in the case of one so young, so pure, we ask their intercession as well. So let's take a little pause in our day as we reflect on this life of this beautiful child and all of those beautiful lives who we offer up to our Lord as we hear Wade sing for us Ava's song.
We thought you were ours to keep, so precious, beautiful, so sweet. As you heard, we heard, and as you died, we cried. A gift from God above, and it's hard to let you go. So hard to let you go. But as we cry, we know even God needs children for the heavens above to play, to laugh, and to sing. Listen to their voices ring. Although we heard today, searching for the right words to pray, needs children in heaven. Even God needs children in heaven. As we sit here, as we pray, full of questions, full of pain, we don't understand His plan. Searching for the strength to stand. Life will go on, but we'll never forget.
We'll never forget.
No, we'll never forget. And as we cry, we know even God needs children. The heavens above to play, to laugh, and to sing. Listen to their voices ring. Although we heard today, searching for the right words to pray, we know even God needs children. The heavens above to play, to laugh, and to sing. Listen to their voices ring. Although we heard today, searching for the right words to pray, we know even God needs children. Children in heaven.
I can see how that one keeps you a bit emotional. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. Now we're going to lighten our mood a little bit. But first of all, I have to say thank you for speaking so beautifully about the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And I can only imagine, as I hear what you are speaking to us today, both in your words as we are conversing and through the music, how meaningful that sacrament is in your life, but that great reminder for all of us. It's just an amazing thing to realize, as you said, the mercy that we receive in such a giving and healing sacrament. And, you know, God is so generous. So I just wanted to say thank you for that reminder. And for listeners, wherever you are listening, don't forget to take advantage of that beautiful gift, that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. As you're hearing Wade's heart today, you know this is a great gift. And so I want to thank you. Yeah, thank you.
May I add something to the reconciliation?
Sure. Sure.
What I don't get about reconciliation anymore is I don't know why people are scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear so many people that are scared. And I encourage everybody to understand that you are not going to be judged by that priest, because that priest is a representation of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is your best friend. And I encourage every single one of us, me included, that whenever we go to reconciliation, we talk as we are talking to our best friend.
Yeah.
And that is my most amazing part of my Catholic faith, is being able to go talk to my best friend about all the things that I need to get better at and the things that I'm sorry for. So I encourage everybody out there not to run from it, but to run to it. It's something I attend monthly. I used to go weekly. I'm usually a monthly person now, but it's one of those things that I run to.
Right, right. Well, run to that grace, run to that mercy. Come to Jesus, as is the name of our next song. Tell us about this one. It sounds like we're staying on the Holy Spirit's track today on this song list.
Come to Jesus basically was out of obedience to my wife. She told me I needed to write a song that was more upbeat. And so I kind of looked at my faith and how I'd come to know Jesus and how, I mean, I've always known Jesus, but yet how you kind of get closer to him and how your relationship maybe, had stages. And I thought there's basically three stages, and that's one, boys need to come to Jesus, two, to remain in Jesus, and three, once you've come and you've remained and you understand his way of life and what your purpose is, that you need to start sending other people to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that song was out of obedience to my wife, but it was also, taking parts of my life and my walk with Jesus and put it to a little upbeat song.
I love it. And I do love the upbeat tempo of this one. So again, listeners, wherever you are listening today, just be encouraged and blessed. As Wade sings for us now, Come to Jesus.
So you're down and out on life, and you're tired of fighting the fight. Come to Jesus, he helps you find your way. And you stumbled into the dark, and you can't seem to find the spark. Come to Jesus, he helps you find your way. Find no truth to your life, can't turn your darkness to bright. Oh, Jesus, come to Jesus. The lamp stood up and the mute could talk, and on the water he did walk. So if you're blind and you want to see, get down on your knees and say, Jesus, I love you. I'm tired of living for me, I want to live for you. Oh, Jesus, please find some truth to my life. Please turn my darkness to bright. Oh, Jesus, come to Jesus. And I understand that it might be hard, but with Jesus you'll go far. Remain with Jesus, he helps you find your way. And you don't like his plans too well, but in time his story he'll tell. Remain with Jesus, he helps you find your way. Can't find no truth to your life, can't turn your darkness to bright. Oh, Jesus, remain with Jesus. They stood up and the mute could talk, and on the water he did walk. So if you're blind and you want to see, get down on your knees and say, Jesus, I love you. I'm tired of living for me, I want to live for you. Oh, Jesus, help me find some truth to my life, help me turn my darkness to bright. Oh, Jesus, remain with Jesus. Now there's meaning in your life, and now you're fighting the good fight. Oh, Jesus, he helps you find your way. And when someone comes to you and they really don't know what to do, send them to Jesus, he helps you find your way. Show him how he cared for you, show him how he made you new. Oh, Jesus, send him to Jesus. The lame stood up and the mute could talk, and on the water he did walk. So if you're blind and you want to see, get down on your knees and say, Jesus, I love you. I'm tired of living for me, I want to live for you. Oh, Jesus, you are the truth to my life, you turned my darkness to bright. Oh, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you,
You've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith. I am your host, Catholic recording artist and inspirational speaker, Julie Carrick. And for information about all of the artists that you hear each and every week on the program, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the website. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-MUSIC. Again, that number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you with all of the artists that you hear each and every week. And now we're going to continue along today with our special guest, Wade Talley, and this next song that he's going to speak about, I love this one. I love this song. It's called You Can't Take It With You. Wade, tell us about this one.
Well, this song here was actually written by a Nick Cardolino and David Smith, who produced the album. And they presented to me whenever I first was getting ready to record with him the first time, and I just fell in love with it. It's just a song that is so true, kind of fun way of putting a subject that we all maybe have a tendency to shy away from sometimes, as far as, you know, money and all that other stuff. And so I heard it and absolutely fell in love with it. And it actually was a song that's been very, very much one of the songs that everybody tells me how much they loved. Mm-hmm. And so it's a fun, just a fun way of putting a subject about how, you know, you're not gonna be seen or hearse with a luggage rack on it, in a sense. So.
I love that. And with that image in mind, let's take a listen as Wade sings for us, You Can't Take It With You.
jumped up to first class on that flight. Thought I must have done something right, 'cause comforts rarely fall into my lap. But the CEO sitting next to me spent the next 2 hours constantly talking about money, cars, and the things he had. He never asked what I thought, he just forged right ahead. But if he had, here's what I might have said. You can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. What you gonna do with all that dough when you leave for the land, the departed? No, no, you can't take it with you when you go. A long layover, I had to wait. Made calls on my cell as I sat at the gate. Found my iPod and a few books to read. Still bored, I went in the airport store. A magazine, a shirt, and some more. Maybe I should grab a bite to eat. But I wasn't really hungry as I stood there in the line and realized I'd better get the plank out of my own eye. 'Cause you can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. Your baggage is bringing you down low. When you leave for the land, the departed, no, no, you can't take it with you when you go. Have not. But when you board that plane to glory, security's gonna strip you of everything you've got. 'Cause you can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. The more you hold, the harder to let go. When you leave for the land, the departed, no, no, you can't take it with you when you go. No, you can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. The more you hold, the harder to let go. When you leave for the land, the departed, no, 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 you can't take it with you when you go.
Wade, that's classic. You're not going to see a hearse with a luggage rack.
Well, I stole that from George Strait.
I love it.
I mean, he's got a song out there. It's called You'll Be There, I think. And it's got that thing. And I love that visual.
Yeah.
That picture. So.
A great reminder for us. It's funny. And, you know, in the first part of that, you know, being bumped up to first class, and here's this man just sitting there yak about all of the things of the world. It's funny how the Lord puts us exactly where we are supposed to be. It's very reminiscent for me of a story that happened in my life of ministry, not just a few years ago, but on a regular basis. It seems like every time I board a plane to go do a concert somewhere, the Lord has in mind the passenger who's sitting next to me and how we are supposed to minister to and for each other. I always end up walking away with something from that conversation, and I always pray that whatever I am called to share with my fellow passenger is a gift and a blessing from God as well. So it's really neat, just that visual of how we are put in certain places to have those conversations too, and I love that. So thank you for that today.
Amen, and I like how it also points out, you know, it talks about the plank out of my own eye. That sometimes we can sit here and look at others and go, wow, look at what they're doing, but yet what are we doing sometimes? Mm-hmm. So I like how the song kind of hits a variety of subjects.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you are married, and tell our listeners a little bit about your personal life. How many children, how long you've been married, all of that good stuff.
I've been married since 97. So I'll let everybody else do the math. I think it's 17 or 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 7 amazing kids here on earth. And we never want to forget about Lexi and Leslie, because we did get a hold of them for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so we have 2 angels up in up in heaven looking over us. And we have six boys and one girl. And my wife, I gotta say this, my wife is amazing, Julie.
Mm.
I couldn't do this stuff without her. I couldn't do it without my kids, because whenever I was gone recording in Indiana, my older kids were doing chores.
Mm-hmm.
We farm. We have about 3,400 head, probably, maybe it's more than that, but cattle. We have about 500 acres of row crop. We got hogs, and so we have chores to do. And so this has been a family effort. This is not, I've done my best to make sure people know this isn't about Wade Talley. This is about our family. This is about Jesus. And about us showing how great God is through our family and through the music. And so I just have to say, I have an amazing wife.
Oh.
Period.
Oh, beautiful. And what is her name, if we can ask?
Tammy. Tammy Talley.
Tammy Talley.
Otherwise known as Beautiful on My Phone.
Oh.
So I just want to make sure everybody knows that she's next to Jesus. Everything.
Oh.
And without her, I have very little, and she's been a very, 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 very much a big part of my life and a rock. We dated in high school, I think it's since sophomores. We got married out of high school. I would have married her right after high school, but she wanted to wait a year. And we got married, and then a year, actually, it was like 11 months later, we started a family, and Scott's been so good, Julie. I got off track there for a while, but I had a great family and a great wife to keep me.
What an incredible blessing, as you share about that sacrament of matrimony. That's what it's all about. You know, God is first, and then our spouse, and then all of the blessings that he pours into our life through our work and our ministry. And, you know, keeping it in that order makes for a much happier life. Doesn't necessarily take away the hardships, but it allows us the grace to go through them. And I just am so grateful for you taking the time to share with us. It's amazing to hear a man's heart as he speaks about his family as primary, and then the ministry and the work of the family. And now you are in Kansas, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Northeast Kansas, living on a little small farm, and nearest big town would be maybe Topeka, Kansas, the capital. It's over an hour away. So
nice, nice. Well, it sounds like quite the operation there with all of the cattle and the farming, and what an amazing family. And now you mentioned your seven children here on earth and your two saints in heaven. And can we borrow your saints in heaven to intercede for us?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And what are their names again?
Lexi and Leslie.
Lexi and Leslie. So our two little saints that we are hearing about today. And so listeners, all those special needs in your life. I always share my Timmy and Clancy, our two little boys that went home to the Lord far too early. And I like to think that as I hear about these new saints, that I like to imagine that communion of saints, that my boys have met your girls. And how neat is that?
Very, very neat. Thankful for them. I would have loved to keep them, but yet I learned more from them in 30 minutes, Julie, than I learned from a lot of people in a lifetime.
Yeah, it's amazing the way that God works. Their lives of getting to know him have already been fulfilled, and now they know him fully, as someday we all pray to. And and I think this is going to take us to our next song, Angels in Disguise.
Yeah, Angels in Disguise is another emotional thing. We, not too far from, actually it was my hometown buddy that we grew up about a half mile from, tragically this past spring lost his 11-year-old daughter. Just a freak accident. His mom was there with me. It was just a freak accident. Nobody's fault. Just one of those things. And, about a month before this tragedy struck, I started going over and jamming with with another local artist, Tim Strothman, and we just kind of hanging out and stuff. And lo and behold, you know, he was the first one to run across this tragic. Him and his wife found Olivia in the middle of the road and was there to help. And so he's the same way, you know, as me. He maybe is doing the music ministry, but get music therapy for him. And so he was texting me about the situation, calling me, he could, see her at night. So we talked about things, and then we decided one night we just needed to get together and have a songwriting session and just, reflect and in a musical way and prayerful way to the whole tragedy and angels in disguise is what came about from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, listeners, be prepared to be touched as Wade sings for us now, Angels in Disguise.
It's 3 a.m. and I can't sleep. All I see is your face in front of me. I keep asking God, oh, why this little girl had so much life left in. So hold your loved ones close tonight and tell them that you love them just one more time. Don't let this pass you by. You never know when God, he will need another angel to go and spread their wings. And it's time. Close tonight, tell them that you love them just one more time. Don't let this pass you by, for you never know when God, he will need another angel to go and spread their wings. And it's time to fly.
What a blessing to be able to take that gift of music, clearly the gift that God has given you, and to lend your lyric and the melody to let hearts be touched and opened and healed and the message of Christ shared is a blessing. So again, I just want to say thank you for being with us today.
I've appreciated this, and every time I get to talk to people, Julie, it's like it builds my own faith as well. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate being able to share and talk and just to be a part of, you know, Christ's plan for all of us. It's just faith building.
Mm, beautiful. Well, listeners, whether you are in the Guadalupe Radio Network or throughout Alaska or Kentucky or Indiana or the other areas of the country that you're hearing the broadcast today, I just once again encourage you to visit Wade's website at wadetallymusic.com. And of course, we will have a link for you there directly at wesingourfaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the website to make sure that we connect you with Wade and all of the musicians that we have each and every week here on the program. And now, Wade, in just about a minute, tell us about the song Loving You is a Prayer.
This song here basically happened after I was invited to go out on a night on town with some family and friends down to Kansas City to the bars and stuff to. The guys, that's just a party, and it wasn't no bad bars or nothing, it just bars mm-hmm. in general. And I went down there, and I was just very disturbed by things that evening, and I come home that next day and sat down with my wife, and I was talking to her. I said, you know, I was really disturbed by things down there, and I just thinking that could be somebody's daughter, that's somebody's wife. You know, not, they weren't, like I said, they weren't bad boys. It's just pretty risky, you know, how people dress sometimes anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, I sat down and she goes, you know, Wade, you're just getting older. And I said, no, it's not that. God's truly changed me. Mm-hmm. God has truly opened my eyes to what true beauty is in women, through the gift of Pope John Paul's teaching and theology of the body. Mm-hmm. And, hey, I can still get on with my wife, Julie, but, mm-hmm. God has truly opened my eyes up to the beauty of women and their purpose. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so thankful for that because that was a past that I didn't like about myself. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for him not giving up on me and bringing me those teachings and so many other teachings so that I can see my wife the way Christ wants me to see my wife.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm not a perfect husband. Mm. I want to be able to see my wife the way Christ wants me to see her.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Well, I could not possibly set this song up any better. So again, listeners, be blessed as Wade sings for us now. The more I love you.
The two shall become one. Oh, how this world don't have a clue. How to love you. To die as Christ died for us. Love is sacrifice, love has no needs. Please show me how to love you. Help me see through my sin. Forgive me for the past within. Father, lead me to be the man that she needs. So to my wife I can say that she. See through my sin. gave me for the past within. Father, lead me to be the man that she needs. So to my wife I can say that she. A beautiful mystery. For Christ has shown me the way to the love that will never fade. And the closer I get to God, the more I love you. Two shall become one, till death do us part. These vows I cannot keep if God's not in my heart. In my heart, please, Lord, come into my. See through my sin, and please forgive me for the past within. Father, lead me to be the man that she needs. So to my wife I can say that she. A beautiful mystery. For Christ has shown me the way to the love that never fades. His love never fades. Oh Lord, I love you. To my wife, I love you. And the closer I get to God,
well, thank you so much for sharing that one with us. And Wade, again, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. It sounds like you've got a very busy life, and I really appreciate you taking this time to share your music and ministry with us.
Thank you, Julie, and may God bless you and all your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And now to take us to the top of the hour with Wade is the song Sing Hallelujah.
Praise his name. The oceans roar, the mountains sing, the trees all clap their hands with joy. So come, let's make a joyful noise. If you love Jesus, sing hallelujah. If you've been blessed, say amen. Lift up your hands, sing glory, glory. Shout to the Lord, and then again. Shout to the Lord, and then again. Come lift your praises, lay down your pain. Sing holy, holy unto his name. He has redeemed us from the fall. Our hope of glory, our joyful song. If you love Jesus, sing hallelujah. If you've been blessed, say amen. Lift up your hands, sing glory, glory. Shout to the Lord, and then again. Shout to the Lord, and then again. you've been blessed, say amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands, sing glory, glory, shout to the Lord, then a grin. If you love Jesus, sing hallelujah. If you've been blessed, say amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands, sing glory, glory, shout to the Lord, and then again, shout to the Lord, and then again, shout to the Lord.
Again, listeners, thank you for taking the time today on We Sing Our Faith. Don't forget, that's the website, wesingourfaith.org. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. Again, 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you with all of today's Catholic recording artists. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
This is a Messy Family Minute with Mike and Alicia Hernan. A 2014 study entitled Understanding Former Young Catholics found that emotional closeness with parents, especially fathers, is a powerful indicator of whether or not a child will remain in the faith. Bonding with your child goes a long way in sharing the truth with them.
We want our children to be holy, and we need them to know that the path to holiness is found within the law of the church. But rules without relationship breed rebellion. Children do need to know the truth, but if a parent communicates the law without love, it may actually do more harm than good.
By loving our children, we are nurturing their longing for a relationship with God. The love we have for them is only a shadow of the love that God, their Heavenly Father, has. It is that relationship that will help them follow the moral law and choose the good. Growing that relationship should be the goal of every Catholic parent.
For more on your relationship with your child, visit us at messyfamilyminute.org.
Hi, I'm Father Chris Alar of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. My new book, Understanding the Sacraments, unpacks the extraordinary gifts unique to the Catholic Church. Ever wonder why we baptize infants? Is confession in the Bible? And must wives be subordinate to their husbands? The answers to these more hot-button questions about the sacraments are on sale now from Marian Press at shopmercy.org. God bless you.
Jehovah Witnesses argue that Jesus is a lesser divinity than Jehovah because the Greek text in John 1:1 doesn't say the word was the God. The definite article isn't there. As such, they argue it should be translated a God. How do we respond? Well, first, six times in John 1, the term God appears without the definite article. But yet the JWs translate it as a God only once in reference to the word. Not very consistent. Second, in Greek, the definite article is prefixed to the subject, not the predicate. And in this clause, God is the predicate and the Word is the subject. Finally, John refers to Jesus as the God in 1 John 5:20, saying, "This is the true God." So, be at peace, my Christian friends. You don't have to go to a kingdom hall this Sunday. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.